This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I want to load up the phone lines with people chiming in on the Bitcoin situation. Bitcoin has gone up and up and up and up, and I wanted to talk about whether or not it is a feasible solution to our economic woes and get your take on that. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us on the Bob Tuscan Show, and we'll talk Bitcoins in just a second. Now, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Before we get to that, and by the way, one of the things I'll tell you about Bitcoins is how it's helping liberate organic farmers. That should be fun. You know, organic farming's near and dear to my heart, so how does Bitcoins help with organic farmers? I'll play a piece on that. We got a little clip for that. But first, Steve, the Peace News Now channel, I kind of like their reports, and they've taken on some pretty good topics in this next report. Now, I can't say I agree with all of it, but you ready for Peace Now, Peace News Now?
Let's give peace a chance, yes.
Let's give Peace News Now a chance.
Here Anarchists, it is. Be careful what you read. Today is Monday, October 22nd, 2013. 1 ounce of silver is $23. One Bitcoin is $167. Peace News Now is brought to you by Bitcoin from friends of WeUseCoins.com. Learn about the new currency that's taking the internet by storm. Bitcoin is changing the world. WeUseCoins.com. Attention! The weed fairy is on the loose in New York City. People all over Brooklyn are seeing posters taped to subway walls and other public places with the message reading, "These times are tough. Take this weed." And there was actually cannabis attached. So far, reports have indicated that the bud is high quality. The anonymous pot giver is sending out Twitter messages under the name The Weed Fairy. Follow along on Twitter, @TheGardenBreath, for more updates. In other news, Shannon Bear Cothran was working alone inside a Shell gas station around 3 a.m. when a man brandishing a knife entered and demanded money. Shannon pulled a concealed handgun from his pocket, and the robber immediately fled. The robbery attempt was thwarted, but Shannon was fired a few hours later by the owner of the gas station, Nerea Energy, because they prohibit employees from carrying guns. The store manager and district manager both pled with Nerea Energy to save Shannon's job, but in less than 24 hours, they had fired their employee of 10 years. Outraged by the news, outside the gas station on Saturday. They believe it's wrong to fire Shannon for defending himself and the business. One of the protesters said, quote, "Maybe we'll make them realize that they need to fix their policy and fix the safety of their employees." What do you think about this? Should a company be free to fire employees who defend themselves? Should your employer be able to tell you that you can't conceal a firearm? Share your thoughts on the Peace News Now Facebook page. This story brought to you by Friends of Blockchain.info. Download the free Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.info. Bureaucrats in Uruguay have proposed a law that gives them the power to control and regulate cannabis. The new law would set the price at $2.50 per gram. But don't spark that blunt just yet. According to the Huffington Post, the new law, quote, provides for government control over the entire marijuana industry, from cultivation to consumption. Bureaucrats set limits on the amount of cannabis individuals can produce. It can only be sold by state-run pharmacies, and buyers have to register with the state and are limited to 40 grams per month. Does this news excite you or frighten you? Share your views by tweeting at Peace News Now. Banksy is a UK-based graffiti artist who produces art on public buildings. His work centers around social commentary, anti-corporatist, anti-surveillance state, and anti-war messages. Banksy recently announced his move to New York City, where he's already begun producing his signature-style art. But Mayor Bloomberg wants Banksy arrested. Where do you stand on this issue? Is Banksy a menace to society who should be caged for his crimes? If nobody owns public property, can defacing it be called criminal? Share your thoughts in the comments section. Are you an anarchist? Mark Miggs Noeem is asking for your help. He wants you to send him pictures of people, places, and things. But be careful what you send. Prison guards just threw him in solitary confinement as punishment for what they're calling, quote, anarchist literature. He had a piece of paper that had a capital A with a circle around it. For this, they put him in a cell so small he can touch both sides of the walls with wingspan to spare. They also revoked his good time, meaning he no longer qualifies for early release. Mark hasn't been accused of plotting to harm guards or other prisoners. His beliefs alone are the alleged threat. His punishment includes 6 months of segregated housing, no access to the prison yard, and no contact visits for 6 months. He still has 10 weeks left in solitary confinement, but your letters of encouragement can help. Mark said, quote, all of these acts of solidarity continue to prove how beautiful our humanity and the people really are. Peace News Now is on
wow.
The next news.
That was pretty disturbing to hear about that, to say yeah. The least.
Oh, yeah.
The prison industrial complex does not like the idea of anarchy. And what is anarchy, Steve? It's not this crazy looting. I mean, I guess some of it is. The black bloc anarchists are nothing more than agent provocateurs, perhaps. But what it really is, it's without rulers, without a ruler. And that's what we're all about here, not having somebody tell us what freedom is or isn't. It's a God-given right. Freedom is something that transcends human beings telling us what it is or it isn't. Let's go to the phone lines and talk with Joe in Missouri. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Sure can. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, as usual, I can't believe you just did that before I got on. You're talking about natural law and God's law. And that is really cool because it's very, what we're made by. But yeah. Let me jump into something that we were talking about, you guys were talking about a few minutes ago. The money, the Bitcoin, all that. We think about a commodity buck, something that's kind of based on within the community and a local farming and, just things yep. that are created in your neighborhood, if you will, and you kind of like have a commodity buck that allows you to trade amongst yourselves in what I think I'm trying to say is natural law. So I'll shut up and let you guys talk.
Yeah, I appreciate that idea, and I don't see much of a difference between that and bartering. Joe, is there a difference in your mind?
Don't you want to haggle?
Yeah. My old tennis shoes.
I've called a hag before, but I don't know about haggling. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I, I'll go ahead and expose myself here a bit. I think we can do without any sort of money. I think we have an abundance and technology now. When you keep in mind 3D printers and you keep in mind Tesla technologies and whatnot, where I don't think we need to have the same sort of means of distribution regulated by some sort of token. That's my inclinations on the topic. I don't know that I'm right. Don't call me a Zeitgeist guy. Don't call me a a Venus guy or whatever it is. I just think that there's probably something that we can use to transcend any sort of monetary value being associated with the distribution of resources. Now, I could be wrong, and you tell me what you think. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We're talking coins, we're talking money. They say money is the root of all evil. Is that the case?
No, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. The love of
money. Love of money. For the love of money. I can name you a few people in Washington that seem to love money. I can tell you about the Federal Reserve that definitely loves money. Definitely. We're going to go back to the phone lines, take a few callers here, and then I want to talk bitcoins. I want to play this piece about bitcoins liberating organic farmers. You might say, well, how does that work? Well, I'll tell you about that, so stay tuned here. But first, we'll go to the phone lines and talk with Dan. What's up, Dan?
Yo, what's happening, Bob?
Hey, same stuff, different night, man. Where you been?
Oh, I got locked up for a little bit.
The police state got to you.
Yes, they did. I'm on their radar pretty hardcore, and they reserve the right to go ahead and snatch me up whenever they want and shuffle me in there with an orange jumpsuit.
Well, we're glad you're out. Stay away from those police state prison industrial complex types, all right?
Yeah, I try to.
Did you get any good reading done? At least you're not like Adam Kokesh, who's still locked up. Jeez.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him. I was thinking of him whenever I was in there, another martyr against this system. I read a little bit. I read a little Star Wars book. It was a Star Wars, but it's a Star Wars book where Han and Leia, they had kids and stuff, and, like, Chewbacca was dead, and they had this new alien threat trying to take them, and Luke had, like, you know, a bunch of Jedi surrounding him and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
You think it's an allegory of some of our planet today?
Oh, I don't know. I just know it was Star Wars, and it had me in a good frame of mind whenever I was in the prison.
All right. All right. Well, you got to do what you got to do, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much, man. I mean, you know, I was just listening to y'all rap about a paleo diet. For one, you know, I'm kind of a paleo type of person. I think a lot of people, we were trained in the 90s to be so scared of fat. But in reality, fat don't make you fat. You know, you need to eat fats.
And trans fats are a problem for sure. Yeah. But healthy fats from coconut oil, from certain animal fats, I mean, these are things that you need to survive. This is brain food, literally.
Yes, your brain is made of fat. You need to feed your body fat. It makes your brain healthier. It makes your joints healthier. You know, it increases testosterone, especially saturated fat. You know, fats and lean proteins are good. Smaller portions of clean carbs is what you need. But cookies, crackers, and potato chips, throw them out. Because if you're doing that, you're going to get fat.
I bet that's all they would give you in jail. The food there, I'm sure, was pretty darn crappy. Dan, we got a great show coming up tomorrow night, a fat show, both PHAT and FAT. So stay tuned for that, brother, all right? Thanks for the call, man. Good to hear you're back and free once again.
Have a good night, y'all.
Take care. Let's go to Robert in California. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Pretty good show, man. I appreciate every single talk, every single second of it.
No, yeah?
Yeah, man. Actually, I was just wondering, you know, give to Caesar what to Caesar belongs, and to God to God what God belongs, right? But what would happen if everybody will just quit being a U.S. citizen, resident, or anything else, and just throw, you know, wave their hands in the air, become something else? Would the government still have a grip on everybody else, or would they fail miserably?
That's a good point.
That's a good question. And the same sort of question has been raised when people ask, what if everyone stops paying taxes? You know, it's the same sort of notion. I don't know. I think the New World Order is called that for a reason, Robert. And by the way, your name's not Robert, is it? This is Roberto, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was going to say, man, with that accent, you're not Robert. Don't...
It's the same cat,
yes,
at night.
Okay,
cool. All right. That's cool.
You know, I lived in Mexico for a while, Roberto. And I tell you what, you want to talk New World Order, militarized police state, go to Mexico and try traveling freely there. It's not going to happen. You have a military checkpoint every so often. You have a complete state of police control and military control. And the only difference down there is that they openly know it's the case. Here, we're kind of more in denial. Down there, everybody knows it's happening. Everybody sees it right in front of their face. It's more overt. So the answer to your question is, what if everybody stopped participating as a, quote, United States citizen? Well, regardless of the labels, I think that the new world order will continue to victimize people of the world. If they're a citizen of this world or a citizen of the United States, it doesn't matter. In fact, I don't even think it matters if they're a citizen or not. In a way, that's just semantics. I don't know the answer to your question, if I have the answer to your question, rather, but I think it's compelling to think that, at the very least, if we don't participate, if we don't buy into it, if we don't allow for them, if the police and military stand down and they don't go along with it, then what are they going to do? Then what's going to happen? Well, then they don't exist, in a sense.
Well, makes sense.
That's it. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So they are. They rely on us. I mean, in a sense, we're supposed to be paying. We pay their government.
I mean, they're just the powers that shouldn't be are just a tiny dot, to steal Larkin Rose's famous YouTube video. Have you seen that video by chance, Roberto?
No, sir. No. Huh?
You got to watch that. It's on YouTube. It's called Tiny Dot. And it shows that, yeah, and it shows the powers that shouldn't be. They're just a tiny, tiny, tiny dot. We are the masses. And you know what? That's why they are spying on us. That is why they have so much control. That is why we have more people in prison here per capita than anywhere else in the world. That is why they're coming after the guns. That is why, because they are just a tiny dot, and they're scared as hell, okay? So don't think they would be doing all of this if they weren't.
Yeah, well, I think that from the beginning, they've been providing to everybody, meaning like, what the flesh wants, if you will. And people just simply got hooked up. And now slowly they pull in the cord. And everybody's whining and complaining about certain things and different topics. Not to mention, everybody got, divided. But...
classic divide and conquer, man. Us versus them. That's how they'll get you.
And then on top of that, lack of knowledge.
Right on. The
full system. You're teaching different things. I just remember that when I was, junior high school and all that, they used to talk about the branches of government and their roles and all that kind of stuff. Now they're talking about condoms and sex and wondering, actually questioning kids if they're a kid, a boy, or whatever, It's
sure.
Totally different.
They're firing teachers for teaching children about the Fifth Amendment. They're brainwashing people. And the Common Core is a big part of this. Well, at least in 6 years, but this pattern has been going.
The Bob Justin Show.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron.
I had to share it with you. I just absolutely had to share this piece with you. I love organic farming. I think it's a great initiative. I think it's one way to get off of your dependency on the nanny state, on the food supply that's being delivered to you from thousands of miles away on trucks, and it's mostly poison anyways. It's a great way to control what food you put in your body, what food you grow, so on and so forth. But, you know, we've been talking a little bit about Bitcoins, and here's a piece that shows how Bitcoins are liberating organic farmers. Listen to this. This is quite compelling. This is from bitcoinfilm.org. Bitcoins liberating organic farmers. In Argentina, organic farmers are struggling to sell their products, but some farmers have found an alternative. With the help of Bitcoins, they have succeeded in creating an online presence where they can sell their organic vegetables directly to customers with no fees or middlemen.
My name is Santiago. Soy de Tierra Buena.
My name is Santiago. I'm from Tierra Bueno. I run a small business that sells organic products.
Que comercializa productos orgánicos, verduras, pollos, conservas, hechos por
vegetables, pequeños, chicken, canned meats made by small family farmers agricultural farmers, archaeological farmers,
y algunos no tan pequeños,
and some are not so small.
Asociaciones.
I know Santiago for a few years now. We became friends when I rented an apartment from him. And a few months ago, he told me that he was working on his business for selling organic vegetables in the Buenos Aires area. And he not only sold his produce, but other people's products.
Personalmente, in my opinion, agriculture served for people to live.
Sirva para vivir.
Santiago told me that he wanted to expand his customer base. He wanted to expand his business, and he didn't know how. And since he knew that I was in tech, maybe I was able to help. For Tierra Buena, accepting payments online through PayPal or credit card was a problem, because they need the funds right away to pay for their operations, and the fees are very expensive for what they can pay. Also, they're not very good at dealing with bureaucracy, so they needed someone to do that for them. So I thought, if we do it with Bitcoin, I can set them up completely.
Organic and small farmers often do not have the possibility of a credit line, nor the possibility of paying with a credit card.
I saw an opportunity to bring Bitcoin to an ecosystem where it was not yet known, which was the organic farmers community.
We realized that Bitcoin was the easiest option with the lowest fees that we had. He understood immediately that Bitcoin was all about.
And he realized that it was going to solve some of his problems, some problems that wouldn't allow for businesses like his to exist in the current scenario.
It was a lot easier to use than a credit card and completely deregulated.
That I could set up a website for him and he could be taking Bitcoin payments online. And we started working on it, and 1 week after, we had a website running, selling vegetables online. It solves a bunch of issues for him. Not only receiving payments, but also taking orders and keeping track of who ordered what and how they pay.
Personally, for me, it's a payment mechanism, much like a credit card, but it has the virtue of not having an intermediary such as banks, and is a lot easier to use. Not having an intermediary.
They're not using Bitcoin directly, and they might not know what it is about. Other farmers working the Tierra Buena network are getting a benefit from it.
Tierra Buena is the first business in Argentina, and perhaps, dare I say, the world, which is commercializing organic products, vegetables, honeys, and that sort of thing in bitcoins.
I think Bitcoin empowers small farmers to get together and organize themselves and reach their market directly without any middleman.
Perhaps this is the most important social tool that we have discovered, because it allows us to work and receive payments in a totally deregulated fashion. This is a fascinating story, folks, that I wanted to highlight, and I apologize for having to translate there. Obviously, I wasn't translating. I was reading what do they call that?
An Obama prompter.
An Obama prompter. But I think it's very interesting that they were utilizing it in the way they were. This is something that I hope more people are utilizing. And, of course, it has had a tremendous amount of success and an increase in popularity in the recent history because of the Silk Road outlet that is now shut down. But had his founders' money protected, its founders, rather, money protected because of bitcoins. So it's deregulated, and they can't touch it. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm all in favor of any alternative currency right now to the Federal Reserve note. And as a matter of fact, this is what they're trying to stop, Bob. And I'm sure, and they will continue to pursue all methods and means of stopping any form of commerce other than Federal Reserve notes and bank regulated, operated, observed, controlled transactions. That's the mark of the beast, friends. It has been all along, okay? Now they watch you everywhere you go. If you go to a place like Walgreens or some drugstore and you want to buy Sudafed and you walk up to the counter with cash, they're going to ask you eventually to swipe some sort of card because we want to know where the Sudafed went. You know, they got all these UPC codes on everything and RFID chips even on products. This is all about watching you and controlling all your transactions. So any way we can stop that, any way we can fight it, any way we can keep this system from taking over, bitcoins are one way. Of course, gold and silver can be transactions as well. Any kinds of barter systems, any other currencies. And you notice that just recently J.P. Morgan is trying to stop people from making transactions overseas by not allowing them to transfer funds overseas, which is really going to be incredible, especially when you're dealing with companies like PayPal and people like that. I've sold our documentary all over the world using PayPal. It's only a 1% transaction fee, which is pretty reasonable when you consider what you have to pay to actually exchange currencies if you were to go through the currency exchange system. So, I mean, the reality is if we can get around the control with bitcoins, I'm all in favor of it, and we'll have Rex Brocky explain some more of that. But that was very good, Bob. Thanks for bringing that up on the show tonight.
Interesting stuff. 800-313-9443. We'll keep the phone lines open if you want to jump on board and discuss that or anything else on your mind. 800-313-9443. That's the toll-free number. Join us, and we'll be happy to take your calls. Taiwanese soldiers wearing ballistic masks look like the cavalry from hell, Steve. There's some images of these soldiers in their mask, and it's pretty scary. I just saw these photos, and I'll send you a link so you can take a look at them. I mean, this is pretty darn crazy in Taiwanese. China gets access to Siberian oil fields. That's a big international story that not a lot of people are talking about. Is that China lining up with Russia?
Well, this is what we talk about with the BRIC nations, of course. Their economy is much larger than the EU and the United States and Canada right now and the UK. And, you know, this is what Putin was explaining. And this, again, here we're talking about a whole new currency war system. I mean, the Federal Reserve system is so corrupt and so absolutely outrageously depleted of any kind of real integrity, that the world is wide open for a new economic system. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's going to be good. But look at the BRIC nations and the yuan. You know, I mean, where are you going to be buying your items in the next 5 years if you can't exchange Federal Reserve notes for yuans, you know, Chinese yuans, with the BRIC nations and their own currency? China doesn't have to look to the West anymore for any kind of oil exploration. They've got all the oil they need in Russia, the number one producing oil country in the world. And that's why they're talking very roughly with the Saudi Arabians. There's nothing they'd like better than to engage with the Saudis.
Well, so listen to this, Steve. Speaking of China, okay, a smog emergency, the Armageddon in China continues, has shut a city of 11 million people. Choking smog all but shut down one of northeastern China's largest cities on Monday, forcing schools to suspend classes, snarling traffic, and closing the airport in the country's first major air pollution crisis of the winter. They can't breathe there, folks. It's an Armageddon. Hey, when we come back, I want to tell you about a new gun that shoots a very interesting type of bullet. You might ask, what are you talking about, Bob? What can this gun shoot? What kind of bullets are you talking about? Well, you have to stay tuned, and we'll get to that. And I'll tell you, folks, you will be shocked to hear this.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Let's do this. Show 800-313-9443. We're going to close this hour with this story on a new gun that shoots a unique bullet. Steve, you want to guess what kind of bullet this is?
Peas.
That'd be a good gun. The pea shooter.
I used to have one of those.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
How about a potato gun? You ever seen one of those?
Yeah. Those can fire potatoes quite a ways, actually.
Yeah, you know, use a little hairspray.
They're dangerous, they said, but they're fun.
We have one of those in our neighborhood. Got in a little bit of trouble with it. Nailing people's homes on Halloween with potatoes.
Bob, we don't want to give anybody any bad ideas for Halloween.
Kids, don't listen to this show.
This is not G-rated anymore. It's H-rated for Halloween.
The gun produced by Selecta DNA, shoots what is essentially a paintball filled with a synthetic DNA substance that allows police to later apprehend an individual when it might otherwise be dangerous to do so. That's right. After all, just the mere presence of the synthetic DNA trace mark may be considered evidence that could lead to a prosecution and conviction in court. They're pushing a new DNA bullet. Listen to this.
A company called Selecta DNA has developed a special kind of paintball gun that shoots uniquely coated DNA pellets. It's being billed as a highly effective tool against rioters and other disturbers of the peace. The gun comes in both pistol and rifle forms and marks the targets that they can be apprehended at a later time, at a less confrontational time, by officers. According to the company, on contact with the target, the uniquely coated Selecta DNA solution leaves a synthetic DNA trace mark that will enable the relevant authorities to confirm or eliminate that person from their involvement in a particular situation and could ultimately lead to arrest and prosecution. Now, I'll get into whether this is a good idea in a minute. See, I thought this DNA marking technology was a brand new thing. But according to the company, a version of this DNA marking is currently being used by 3/4 of the UK's police force to mark people's valuables. For under $200, the police will come to your house, mark any valuables you want marked with this special glue that dries on clear within minutes. Then they slap a sticker onto your window to alert potential burglars that the contents of your home or vehicle are protected by Selecta DNA. According to the company, when burglars see a Selecta DNA sticker on property, they are 85% less likely to burglarize it. While that number may be a bit overstated, there is no doubt that this stuff has real practical use. If stolen property recovered by Selecta DNA gets recovered by police, they can identify the owner within 3 days. Even corporations like McDonald's have started using Selecta DNA that allows employees to spray robbers with the same stuff that's in the pellets as they leave the store, marking them for later identification and physically tying them to the crime scene once they're apprehended. Marking a robber or property that could be stolen by a burglar is one thing. Shooting somebody in a crowd of rioters is a whole nother thing. It presents a few problems, like, one, what if cops miss, hit somebody who's just standing around, apprehend them later, and charge them with the crime, thinking they were the ones that they intended to hit in the first place? There's also the very real possibility that a less upstanding government or police force could use the guns to shoot and mark people in a crowd of protesters for future retribution. So while this technology is mind-blowing and could do a lot of good, just like drones flying around in American skies, I'm far from convinced that the positives outweigh the negatives. I'm also afraid that, just like drones, police forces are always going to invest and implement the newest kinds of technology before the public has had adequate time to debate whether it should be implemented, and long before the courts have time to consider how to deal with it.
Steve, what do you think of that?
Well, you know, the question I have is, why DNA? I mean, can't they use any other substance? I mean, isn't this a little bit like playing around again with genetic seeds? I mean, what kind of effects on the environment? I mean, is this stuff absorbed? I mean, you know, we're talking about, you know, the essential nucleotides of all life here that they're spraying around all over the place. Of course there's going to be abuses. I mean, how many people will be sprayed accidentally all over the place with this stuff and turn up with this Select DNA 5 years down the road, or, you know, some piece of their article of clothing that they bought at a secondhand store? You know, I mean, it's absolutely absurd. And I don't understand the logic behind using DNA at all in any of this. I mean, if it were ink, it would be, you know, just as liable to be abused by somebody, you know, that just misfired or splattered ink on someone someplace else. DNA, Select DNA, I mean, that's absolutely over the top, in my opinion.
I agree. Folks, this is the police state that we live in. It is out of control. The same police state has sniper teams in downtown Keene, New Hampshire for Pumpkin Fest. Sniper teams on the roofs for a festival in the Porcupine state of New Hampshire. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they're not kidding you, unfortunately.
This story really shocked me today, but it's one of many stories. We live in a police state that is getting further and further out of control. out of control. And of course, many of you by now have seen the Mark Dice video where he asks people to sign a petition to help fund the Orwellian 1984 police state and this totalitarian Big Brother police state. He asks people, he says, hey, will you sign this petition for Big Brother police state?
Of course they do.
And of course they do. Not of course, Steve. Shockingly. It should be shockingly. But now we're so accustomed to people just blindly accepting this kind of thing that they sign these petitions, and it's of no surprise to you and I. It's crazy. I don't know what to say. What the f*** are people thinking?
It's absolutely, well, it shows you that they're not.
Well, they're not thinking. They're not thinking, Steve. That's the problem.
I mean, they haven't read 1984. That was actually a prescribed reading for me, I think, in 7th or 8th grade.
I read it in the 5th grade.
Did you? Oh, see, you were...
Not because my class forced me to, but because I was curious and I wanted to read it. And I think that's probably something that has framed me or shaped me to be the thinker that I am today. One of the many things. But reading that at such a young age, and I don't know why I was so curious to read it back then. Looking back, it's like as if I was born with this innate desire to foresee this happening. And it's happened. It's happened. Here we are in 2013, a.k.a. 1984. And it's been there for many years now.
Yeah. 84 came and went. And now we're looking back at the past. But, you know, the reality is 2013 then that was predicted has become, you know, the 1984 Orwellian nightmare reality that we live through today. And, you know, it was very well predicted. Remember Big Brother? I mean, all of this and the constant wars going on all over the world and you know, the news speak and the group, you know, the whole mindset of the thought police and everything like that. It's just, it's absolutely the reality here where things are always turned around and completely disconfigured from a reality into another set of contexted thought that is connected neurolinguistically, Bob, you know, as we get into this kind of, you know.
Ooh, good old NLP, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, you know, it's very odd. I mean, I saw this quote from Obama where he's saying he wasn't going to raise one dime of the deficit or sign any law that would do that. No, he didn't raise one dime. He raised $6.2 trillion dollars times 10 dimes. You see, I mean, he didn't lie. He told you the truth. He didn't raise one dime. He raised $6.2 trillion times 10. And dimes.
Hey, have you wondered what the CIA, former CIA director David Petraeus is up to?
I know he has a security company, but I bet you have another story that gives me the exact details.
Well, he's got a new job, and you'll find this quite compelling. Must be nice to be the former CIA director. I'll tell you about that new position in just a little bit. We'll also get into some more spying, unfortunately. Spying on the Mexican government, how stores use your phone's Wi-Fi to track your shopping habits, and how the NSA collaborates with the CIA in drone assassination programs. And we'll tell you about that and so much more in just moments. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial